strange days indeed. Worldwide UFO Radio.
John Alexander said he and I think maybe some others at NIDS had learned of some perhaps pending congressional hearings on this subject, and that they were in fact working behind the scenes privately to put together hearings. And he said that the May 9th press conference at the National Press Club derailed all of that and brought it to an end. That kind of public exposition of testimony, all the people in Congress threw up their hands and said, no, we won't have anything to do with it. So I guess the message was, you know, we had a secret deal going, it could have produced hearings, and then all this public stuff messed it up.
I wonder why, if the whole intention of both groups was to get congressional hearings, why Greer's press conference last May at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. would derail the possibility of there being congressional hearings into UFOs.
I don't think the people in Congress need encouragement to come up with an excuse not to do something like that. Who knows?
Strange days indeed.